The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
An important hashlama to the whole understanding of the mitzvah si aliyah l'regel. And the chiyuv aliyah l'regel, we find in our sugya, the sugya of tashlumin, one who wasn't aliyah l'regel. Well, let's go back a step. One who didn't bring the korban of the Oil Asriya. It's very interesting. There's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and then it would seem to be that there's another mitzvah. When one is Oil L'Regel, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban Oil Asriya. There's a loisaseh of Le'iro upon Ireko. Pasuk of Sholosh Pam Bashoni Yiro Kol Schuchas Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. L'chor is a chiyuv mitzaseh. Then there's a loisaseh, which obviously means that there's a chiyuv, a tzivui, to bring a korban Oil Asriya. And what we have in our sugya and daftes is the din of hashlama of the korban of Eilas Re'iyah, and whether there's hashlama on the Re'iyah itself is a discussion of the Achrayim. The Chinuch discusses that barichus, not mafurish in the sugya. But let's discuss the essential point itself: the fact that there is a chiyuv korban Eilas Re'iyah, and there's a chiyuv a mitzvah to be Eilas Regel. Seemingly two different things, two different psukim, as we said. What's interesting is that the Rambam seems to say it not the way. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, says like this: Mi she'olo v'loy hevi oila, one who was olo, he was oila regal, he was mekayim mitzasem deraisa rias pnei wazoro, v'loy hevi oila, he didn't bring the oilas re'iyah, the lav of le'iro upon ireikam, oiva v'loy saseh ve'enim mekayim mitzaseh. The second part of the Rambam is a big chiddush. Oiva v'loy saseh, we understand, the pasuk says le'iro upon ireikam. That any mekayim mitzvah saseh is a chiddush. It wasn't mekayim the mitzvah aliyah l'regel. That's the pasuk of Shalosh Pam Bashoni Yiro Kol Schuchah. The Turi Evan understands that the Rambam, you know, the Turi Evan, it's obvious that the Rambam linked the two together, since one is a chiyuv, which is an outgrowth of the other, and one is a loy saseh. L'chero, if you would ask us, we would say that you get points on doing what you're supposed to do. Stage A, you went and you oil the regal. Step B, of not bringing the carbon rear, so you neglected that duty. So you have a lot to say on that. But to say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah say, the Rambam obviously held that the din of not being mekayim the mitzvah say, or not, I'm sorry, not the loisase of not bringing the carbon rear of the loyro upon a regal, be a reconis beloshna Rambam, negates the kiyum of the mitzvah. It's a tenai in the kiyum of the mitzvah. The kiyum of the mitzvah is not a mitzvah unless one brings with it a korban. Turi Evan says that the Yerushalmi would seem evident not that way. The Yerushalmi says that the pturim of Re'iyah, the Mishnah Daf Beis, Hakol Chayom B'Re'iyah Chutz Mi, those that are potim Re'iyah, are chayiv in the Re'iyah, they're potter from the korban Re'iyah. L'chayda would tell us that's two different things. Tevin says, L'chayr in the Yerushalmi would tell us that the Re'iyah L'chud and the korban of the Oilas Re'iyah is a mitzvah L'chud. The Rambam seems to say not that way. As an aside, when we look at the Moini HaMitzvahs, that's the Rambam. The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvahs puts the two together, as we're saying. One without the other, you're not Mekayim even the mitzvah say. The shit of the Bahag is that there's a mitzvah saseh of Oilas Re'iyah besides for the Lois saseh. And he brings a totally different pasuk for the mitzvah of Oilas Re'iyah. There's a mitzvah saseh of bringing an Oilas Re'iyah. Ish kematnas yodoy. Saying davening, ish kematnas yodoy, kibirkes Hashem lekov. The kematnas yodoy is the chiyuv to give a matona, kilu, to present oneself. Now, I'm sorry, let's say that more accurately. The mitzvah saseh of presenting oneself. There's the chiyuv saseh, separate mitzvah saseh of Ish kemat nas yodei, one who's not mekayim the ish kemat nas yodei, even alois to say of the rope on a reko. L'chayda means it's two different things. Reb Sadigo is a different shita. Interesting. He holds the ikim mitzvah as the korban. Seems to be sympathetic to the Rambam's way of looking at it, that obviously the Torah gave a lav of the korban. It's not just that once one is mekayim the mitzvah, then that's mechayiv bringing elus re'iyo, and then if one is not mechayiv, he's over alois to say, but more than that, it's all one thing. But the way he says it is that the ikir mitzvah is the korban, the re'iyah is any ma'akev. Tremendous chiddush. It sounds from the Sadi going, the grip of our asag is ma'arech moed. It would seem from the Reb Sadia Goin that if one sends a carbon by the shlich, it doesn't have to be oyle rega. The more accurate way of saying it is that the re'iyah is mechayiv the carbon. In which case, of course, if there's no re'iyah, there's no chiv carbon. There's nothing to talk about. It's not over an aloysa. It's interesting. Shaila. Let's say one knows that he could bring he's able to be oyle rega. He cannot bring a carbon. He can't. He's not willing to. Whatever it is, pekuch levoshes. Let's say he can't do both. He can't go and bring a carbon. Is it better not to be oyle rega and not to bring a carbon? According to the Rambam, there's no kimitz sasei. If we hold that it's two different things, then l'chari yesh lodim. This is a loy sasei. If one doesn't bring, this is a separate mitz sasei for the coming. What's doicha? What's more important, to be mekayim the asei, or to not be mevat the loy sasei? We have a klal of asei doicha loy sasei. So it could very well be. This is not vulnerable for Russia, but could very well be that we would tell such a person, go up, and the fact that you can't be Mekayim the Lois Hasei, no, the Hasei is Doicha the Lois Hasei. If you said there's a separate mitzvah Hasei, Vishkamat Nasiyah, then that cheshmah doesn't ring true. There's an Hasei, Kenegan and Hasei Veloi Hasei. But, if we want to play devil's advocate for a second, what we could say is that the whole Lois Hasei is only from a neglect once one was Oyle Regal and he can't bring the carbon. But let's say he can't bring the carbon Lechatchila. So maybe it's not over the lois hasei. That's a point shi'esh lod. In any case, the Rambam clearly links the two together. When we learn the sugis, we're now on daftes. When we learn the sugis on davdalah amid beis, it says that mishe'eni bechlal bil, somebody who's not mukhuyiv in bil, that means that it is one of the tnoim of that beis that he can't, that he's not mukhuyiv in coming to the beis hamikdash. Any bahavo, as I state in the Gemara, any bahavo is not mechuyev and bahavo of the carbon, is parted from a carbon. Sounds like the carbon is only a offshoot. The carbon is only a toitzah, is only a product of the fact that he was oyle, he was roya. Once he was oyle and he was mekayim and mitzvah, and then it's chal on him a chiyuv of a carbon. Said so. Then that the Gemara says, if he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, then there's no way to activate the chiyuv carbon. Otherwise, like the Sadi Gan seems to contradict this. The mitzvah is the carbon, but the re'iyah is part of that, but it's not ma'akev. It's a bit strange. Of course, we can't bring a raya to the Rambam that one's not mekayim the mitzvah, say, if he's mevatel the chiyuv to bring a carbon. It's quite could be, you could disagree with the Rambam and hold that two things, but still, what creates the chiyuv of the carbon is the mitzvah of bio, and at kama that there is no chiyuv to come, there's no chiyuv which is a product of that chiyuv, and then there's no chiyuv elas rias. So it's not a raya to the Rambam. But what we said before from the Yerushalmi, that all the mechuyav the Turi Evan asked the kasha, that all the pturim from Re'iyah are chayiv. Are only potter from the carbon, but they're still chayiv in re'iyah. That seems to be a clear steer to the Rambam. The Yerushalmi seems to be saying that there are pturim in the carbon. There's a separate mitzvah of a person who's oyle rega without a carbon. That seems to be a steer to the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no such thing. There can't be a chiyuv to come without a carbon because other abba ain't a mekayim mitzvah sasei. So that the Briskurov in Erichin Dav Beis Amid Beis says that chiyuv to come to be oyle regel seems to be somewhat of a different chiyuv than the being oyle regel. The oyle regel that goes together with the carbon re'iyah is one din, then there's a separate din. The Gemara says over there that we learn out from Hakel. Taisus says in Dav Beis Amid Aleph, that's Gemara in Erichin, that we learn out the re'iyah from Hakel. It could be a sub chiyuv that's inherent in being oyle regel. Is the fact that all of Klai Yisrael comes together hakel inherent in that is some type of chiv of being oyle because that those are the times when Klai Yisrael appeared in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azora, so that includes a chiv to appear despite the fact that it's not part of the regular seder, like we're saying according to Rambam, which is coming and bringing a carbon. There's zebeloy zeloy sagi. Could be that the chiv that's learned out from hakel is maybe a sub chiv and it doesn't have all the tnoim and all the conditions that the regular chiyuv re'iyah has. I mentioned another interesting point that Samech in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga brings from the Teres Kainim a fascinating idea. He says that the Kohen Gadol, when he came in with his Karbonis, Lufnai v'Lufnim, B'Yom Kippur, the Teres Kohenim, Tanoi, Chazal, there's a parallel between the coming in of the Kohen Gadol, Lufnai v'Lufnim, to all of Klai Yisrael when they came in Ayidei Karbonisei. Yeah? Klal Yisrael came into the Azor al Yidei Karbonoseihem, and the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim came into the Kodesh Kodoshim al Yidei Karbonoseihem. That's the idea. What we see over here is a tremendous change in the way we understand the Kehanim, the Kohen Gadol. There were Karbonos that were brought in the Kodesh Kodoshim. The only one who's roy to bring it, the one who's roy to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, is the Kohen Gadol. Regular Karbonos the whole year round were done by regular Kohanim. The Korban of Yom Kippur, which was done Lufnai Lufnim, the Kapora of the Dam Lufnai Lufnim, was only done by a Kohen Gadol. Doshteit in Teres Kohanim Pum Fakert. The Teres Kohanim is telling us exactly the opposite. The Iker is the being, the coming, the appearing in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That means it's the same way Klal Yisrael. The Tzura of Klal Yisrael is Sholosh Pum Bashon Yirol Kol Zkucha. You want to say a little more, with a little more poetry, what we say is what creates the ruchniistic level of Klai Yisrael the whole year round is that Klai Yisrael appeared in the mokeh of Lefnei Hashem, the matzav of Lefnei Hashem, three times a year. That gives Klai Yisrael its ruchniistic, its tzura ruchnis. What gave Klai Yisrael a tzura of the whole year was the Kohen Gadol appearing Lefnei v'Lefnim. The Kohen Gadol to make a hachona, and that was the kapara. The kapara is the Kohen Gadol, the person of the Kohen Gadol, Atzmei Shal Kohen Gadol, Shal Kohen Gadol Mechaper. The way he appeared was mitoich karban oisav. The way he appeared, the hachona that he made, or the avoido that came in with him into the Kodesh Kadosh was avoido of karbonos that were done lefnai v'lefnim. The karbon of the Oilas Riyo was the way Yid came into the Azor. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah itself is the appearing in the Azor of the Fnei Hashem. L'chayru, that would sound not like the Rambam. That would sound not like the Rambam. What we do have to explain, the Yis Hashem will be ma'arich in a different shir, it's a fundamental concept in the Hagdoris of Lav and Asay, Lav Sheyesh B'mayis, Lav She'en B'mayis. Here the Rambam says it's very chiddush. The Rambam is telling us in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga that one who comes into the Azoro is Mekayim the Re'iyah, but he doesn't bring a carbon. Lo Rak, She'en Mekayim it's Asay, Lo Ivi B'lo Is Asay. Like to the Rambam adds, Ve'en Eloika Lav Zeh, Sharei Lav She'en B'mayis. And the Mepharshim want to know, what's the Lav She'en B'mayis? The Lav of the Kohen Gadol coming into the Azor, the mice of coming into the Azor without a carbon is the mice alav. Chetzalav sheyesh b'mais. He can't be over on what's called bir rekonis. The bir rekonis is the coming into the Beis Hamikdash without a carbon. L'chor, that's the mice aver. L'chor, it's a lo sheyesh b'mais. Explains the Turi Evan that since the Avero, the way he understands, the Avero is not the coming into the Azor, he says that the Averu is the being in the Azor without a carbon. The coming into the Azor is not the Averu. The coming into the Azor is a mitzvah. But the Loisa say is the being in the Azor without a carbon. Meaning, say, if we look at Lule Divrei Rambam, if we look at the Asay of coming in and the Loisa say of now not fulfilling the Chiyuv, Oilas Re'iyo. So that makes sense if we look at it as two different things. We look at the coming into the Azor as a Maisa Mitzvah. We look at the being in the Azor and neglecting the Chiyuv to bring the Korban, as the Loisa say. So we can say that Aver is not the coming into the Azor, rather that's the Mitzvah. The Loisa say is the being there not bringing the Korban, not bringing as a Loisa Shein B'Maisa. But the way we understand from the Rambam, let's back up a step. Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Chidushe stencil over here in Chagiga, explains that obviously what you see in the Rambam that put together the Asay, like we're pointing out the Chiddush of the Rambam, that even though it's two psukim, it's two different dinim. There's one din of Shalosh Pam Vashana Yerokol Zchukim, it's Asay, a Ma'is Mitzvah coming, Liro is Pnei Hashem, and then there's a Lois Asay of neglecting to bring the Korban El Sriya. Why, if one was Mevatel the Chiv to bring the El Sriya, one is over the Lav of not bringing the carbon Riyu. Why is that Mavat? Why does that negate his Ma'aseh Mitzvah of coming in? Says Reb Chaim that the way you have to understand the Rambam is that the coming into the Azara, which is a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, if you come into the Azara without a carbon and there's a lav of Leirol Panei Reikom, that coming in is now no longer defined as a Ma'aseh of Leirol Panei Hashem, it's defined as a Bir Reikonis. Meaning said, if there's a lav on Pnei Hashem, Liro is Pnei Hashem Reikonis, Liro Panei Reikom, then now the coming in is defined as an Averu. If that's the case, so in the same way there's a Ma'aseh Mitzvah called coming into the Azara to see Pnei Hashem, from a Kabbal Pnei Hashchino, one who comes in without the necessary carbon is being over a Ma'aseh Averu of coming in without a carbon. So why is it Lo Yisaseh Shem B'Ma'aseh? Why is it Lo Yisaseh Shem B'Ma'aseh? So you have this back and forth which doesn't fit. According to the Rambam, we're saying that the reason why you're not mekayim the mitzvah, say if you come in without the carbon, is because now there's an aveira of coming in without a carbon, and therefore the coming in is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. If anything, it's a ma'aseh aveira. Coming in without a carbon is not coming in as a mitzvah. He's coming in without the carbon that he's supposed to come in with. If that's the case, then minei ubei, how does the Rambam say that the bir reikonis, the walking into the Azara without a carbon, is a lo yisaseh she'ein b'maisa? See, we have to add something. This is what Reb Chaim struggles to explain in the Chiddush Estensu. Reb Chaim explains as follows. We'll say it over b'ktzor. We proceeded that the sugi ba'os is dealing with tashlum. What comes out is that there is tashlum l'shiva. Tashlum l'shiva means that one could bring the carbon, theoretically one could come into the Azara, and it could be mashlim the carbon for 7 days. Now there's a tremendous chiddush involved. If we say that there's two different things, there's the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and then there's the chiv to bring the carbon. So I understand if you don't bring the carbon, zviz magdim l'mitzvahs, but if you don't bring the carbon on the first day, when you're supposed to, you make up for it. So it's a late payment you pay on the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. Okay. But if we understand that the coming in without a carbon affects the coming in itself, and it takes away its status as a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's a tremendous chiddush that one could come in without a carbon, but even that it's not a mitzvah say. And the Mishnah Melech tells us that according to Shitzer Rambam, later on, if he brings the carbon ad shiva, tashlume carbon oilas via ad shiva, he then lemafreya turns the coming into the Azara to a ma'aseh mitzvah, because haloi he came in and he did bring a carbon, he just brought a carbon later. It's a very big chiddush. To redefine the bringing in of the carbon later on, I'm sorry, to redefine the act of coming into the Azara, that if he came in and he brought a carbon later on, then the coming in was a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. If he came in and he didn't bring a carbon later on, it stays a Ma'aseh Aveira of coming in without a carbon. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, but that's what the Mishnah Melech explains in the Rambam. If that's true, then we understand that this is not the classic Lav Shem B'Maisa. Lav Shem B'Maisa in the classic sense, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem, different variations of that in the daf. The Lav She'in B'Maisa in the classic sense means that the Lav you're over by failing to do something. A person makes a shvuah, let's say, that by the end of the day he's going to eat a loaf of bread, and he neglects to do it, he doesn't eat the loaf of bread, so his aveiru was that he didn't do something. That's a lav shem b'maisa. Over here, the aveiru was that you did something, but since that status that you're doing is a ma'aseh aveiru, it's a doing which is improper, it's a coming in without a carbon, since that is mitla tol in the next 7 days, whether it'll be defined as a bad doing or a good doing, we'll say simplistically, if it will be defined as a ma'aseh mitzvah if he later brings the carbon, or if he later does not bring the carbon, defined as a ma'aseh aveira. So since b'shas ma'aseh, it was not a clear definition of the ma'aseh being a ma'aseh aveira, that's also called lav shem b'ma'aseh. It's a chiddush. We don't find a precedent for this type of thing in the shas sugya of lav she'esh b'ma'aseh, lav she'en b'ma'aseh. Where we do have a little in that gemara of shu'a shel yoichal, kikazev le'ochal. The classic understanding of the Gemara according to Rav Yishayim is that the Aveira is the sitting in one place, the person makes a shul, he's going to eat, and then he sits on his rocking chair, he's sitting on the beach, and he doesn't eat. The Aveira is the not doing, that's the Lav She'en B'Maisa. Rabbi Nochem Amalim, Sochem Dav Samach Himmel, says different. Says that the hasura that they give the person making the shul is, Al Tishova Shem Aloy Tikayim. Rabbi Nochem Amalim says the Chiddush, which is a tremendous insight in how we understand the Aveira of Shul. It's not for now. Mitzvah Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem Shigil Dekoyach, and the Sechus Nedarim to discuss this idea at length. And Be'iyun, the Aveiro of a Shavua is that when a person makes a Shavua, the making, or the being Mekayim, or the being Mavat later on the Shavua will determine, define whether the Maisa of making the Shavua was a Maisa Aveiro, a Shavua Shav, a Shavua Sheker, or not. A person makes a Shavua and later on is not Mekayim, that means the making of the Shavua is a Maisa Aveiro. And it's called the Lav Shem B'Maisa. That's the Gemara of Lav Shem B'Maisa. Rabbi Nachman understands that a Lav Shem B'Maisa includes not only not doing something, but includes also doing something, where the doing will later on be defined, or the later on doing or not doing will define the mafre in retrospect whether the original creation, walking into the Azor, or in that case, the making of the Shavua is a Maisa Aveira, a Maisa Mitzvah. So Ben Chanan Roshid, we have a precedent for what we're saying for the Mishnah Lech Roshid, the Rambam, Reb Chaim. It's very hard to find such a case. Lav Shem B'Maisa Mitzvah is not doing. But again, the Lule Divrei Rambam, the classic understanding in Eilus Re'iyo, is that there's a Mitzvah Sev going into the Azor. There's a Mitzvah Sev, not being the kind of Chiyuv to bring the carbon Re'iyo. So according to that, there's two different things going on over here. The loisa says shame for maisa would be that the avera is the not being the kind of the chiyuv of bringing the riyah. That's certainly a lav shame for maisa in the classic sense. We don't need to come on to Rabbeinu Chananel's havana for lav shame for maisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.